This is Whole Being RN Radio with Audrey Christie, episode 052.
Thanks for tuning in to Whole Being RN Radio. Here is your host, holistic wellness practitioner, Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
Welcome to Whole Being RN Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Christie McLaughlin, and this is episode 052. Today we are talking about the happiness factor. Today's show is sponsored by the Body Wisdom Method. Kick diet culture to the curb and learn to tune into your body's innate biological and energetic wisdom. Make peace with food and eat intuitively. You can find out more on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/052. Before we dive into all things happiness and related talk, I want to invite you to a few quick but important resources. The first is the 7-Day Spark, a free resource for you to dip your toe into the intuitive eating pool and see just how good it feels. You will get 7 days worth of emails to walk you through intuitive eating basics. You can find out more about this on the show notes page or at audreychristie.com/spark. If you've already been through the 7-Day Spark and absolutely loved it, then I would invite you to try my newest mini group program, Eating with Intention. This is the first phase of intuitive eating and my Body Wisdom Method program. Some of my clients go through this mini program and it's exactly what they needed to kickstart their connection with their body. Others use it as a jumping off point before diving into deeper work of the Body Wisdom program. The second resource I would like to share with you is the Wellness Tribe. It is a small and inclusive private Facebook group full of crunchy mamas just like yourself. The tribe is free of charge and it's a safe space for you to share what you're working through and ask any questions that you have. The final resource is if you have a question. If you have a question you'd like answered on the show, then be sure and drop it to me at audreychristie.com/questions. Now let's jump into happiness. How does that word feel to you? Happiness. Interestingly, I've heard a lot on the topic lately, and in a world where some days it feels like there is an anti-happiness trigger lurking around every corner, it can be refreshing to remember exactly what happiness means to you. Recently, I was gifted a book from the author herself. The book is called 365 Days of Happiness, Because Happiness is a Piece of Cake, and the author is Jacqueline Pirtle. Now, I've had it for a few months, and initially I sat down and read the entire thing cover to cover. It took me about a week, and now I've had some time to actually put it to use. So before we dive into the book fully and why I think it's pretty freaking amazing, let's talk a little bit more about happiness. So if you've been hanging out with me on social media, you know that I've recently shared a monologue by Matthew McConaughey. Who does not love Matthew McConaughey? But we could digress on that all day. In this monologue, he talks about happiness as being an ever-moving target, always just out of reach. According to McConaughey, happiness is an emotional response to an outcome, an if-then type statement. He says that whenever we attain it, we raise the bar a little bit. So that means it's just always out of reach. McConaughey compares happiness to joy and says that joy is not a response or a result. It's a constant. So he says they're different, right? Happiness is a response, a result of something, and joy is a constant. In his theory, joy is a feeling that comes from doing what we are supposed to do and not like what you're supposed to do in order to fit into some specific mold in society, but like your real zone of genius, your passion work. And the cool thing about joy is that it's present when you're doing that work, or that, and work I use as a loose term, doing those things, that stuff, no matter the outcome. As long as you're doing your divine work, joy is present. And by the way, I put the link on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/052. You should totally check out the video because there's just something about McConaughey's all right, all right, all right style voice, you know, that South Texas voice that just makes the whole thing come together. But if you're still with me, you're probably wondering, what the heck does Matthew McConaughey and Jacqueline Pirtle have in common, right? Simple. For many people, there is debate over whether or not joy and happiness are the same thing, the same feeling. Are they even a feeling at all? I can say until Jacqueline's book and until McConaughey's monologue was shared with me, I really used the words rather interchangeably, but maybe had some notion of the difference, but I felt like, you know, they were kind of synonymous. many psychology studies, articles, and thought leaders say that joy and happiness are very, very different from each other. They indicate that joy is more consistent and cultivated internally. So kind of like what McConaughey said, it's constant. It comes when you make peace with who you are, why you are, and how you are, whereas happiness tends to be externally triggered and based on other people, things, places, thoughts, events. So why would I be raving about my love for this book, 365 Days of Happiness? Because although I know that some of you will hem and haw over the delineation of happy versus joy, and then the other half of my amazing audience, you guys will all scratch your head about, well, what's the difference? Why does it matter? The point remains the same. The book that I'm sharing with you today, as well as some of the other steps that I'll share with you after, gives you a step-by-step journey on how to be, with a capital B-E, happy, and experience joy every single day for the next 365 days. It helps you find it when it's hidden, right? It helps you seek that joy out, find that happiness when it's hidden without it having to be a result-oriented outcome. It's a devotional style book with one inspirational or motivational aspect of how to embody happy. I mean, really live it and not just give it lip service every day. And while this isn't the same type of joy necessarily that you might derive or that you might be in a constant state of if you're living who and what you are and what you're supposed to be, it will point your compass gently in the direction or on the path of getting to that place of joy, of where joy is a constant in your life. So in the dedication right out of the gate, Jacqueline starts off right on the path of living happiness instead of reaching for it. And this is one of my favorites, and I actually quoted it several times now. She says, imagine that you're a bee, living your new day, jumping from happiness to happiness. And every jump you take some of that happiness sticks on your being, like pollen on a bee. And it adds up as the day goes on, resulting in you getting happier and happier. Another sweet spot in the book, as if there aren't 364 others to choose from, but one that stood out to me was day 93. And in comparison of like washing dishes, scrubbing the toilet, or getting ready for a gala, she's saying that they're all really the same, right? And it reminds me very much of the teachings of a favorite monk of mine, Thich Nhat Hanh, as well as I've done all three of those things in the same week, and you get ready, you do them all the same way, right? With joy. And then lastly, and I could go on and on and on about, I could read you every day, but that would be much too long of an episode, is day 211, in which happiness is simply deciding to be happy. I know that it's possible, and I've taught this often, it's to simply choose to be happy. In a bad mood, simply choose something else. People irritating you, making you angry, choose something else. It really is that simple. And she goes into a how to do that on day 211. So I highly recommend this book as part of any daily joy or happiness ritual or practice. And if you want to grab a copy of Jacqueline Pirtle's book, 365 Days of Happiness, you can do that on the show notes page. There's a link, audreychristie.com/052. But let's talk about three more steps to increasing your joy or your capital B-E being of happy in your daily life. First one's meditate. And you guys have heard me say this often, pretty much all the things can be helped by meditation, right? All the things internally, externally, physically, energetically, all the things. It's very true. Quiet the chatter in your mind and like really tap into your heart space to find joy through your meditations. And you can do that with some really simple meditations. And you've probably already got my free meditation download with, you know, meditation for people who don't know how to meditate. But for this topic, for increasing joy and happiness, I want to share with you a free meditation called Manifest Your Best Day, right? And you can download that on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/052. So the first step, like I said, is meditate. The second step is cut out social media. And guys, when I say social media, I'm not just talking about Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all those things, but like get rid of the news too. That is also social media, right? It's like the OG, the original social media. But it's statistically shown, and empirical scientific studies shown, to reduce happiness. So I get it. I have a job. What I do here, I do a lot on social media. So try checking in twice a day or less if you can't ditch it altogether. In my one-day fall reset, I encourage going device-free for an entire 24 hours. Right? That's crazy. Most can't even imagine that. Can you? I couldn't at first when the idea came to me. And if you can't cut out social, like I make a living through social media, at least unfollow or unfriend people that trigger you or trigger feelings that are anti-joyous, anti-happy. So that's what I do to keep my newsfeed clean. If I feel triggered by somebody, if they have hate speech or, you know, they say something that just hurts my heart, or maybe they share something that hurts my heart, even when they have good intentions, I don't want that in my world. So I just turn it off. I unfollow it, just the same as you would change the channel, right? So do you normally like drink coffee and surf social media in the morning? Instead, swap it out for your daily dose of happy from Jacqueline's book and then get some meditation time in instead. I promise you will feel the difference the very first day. The third thing is a gratitude journal. I've been writing down 3 to 10, sometimes more, things that I'm grateful for every single day since sometime in 2008. I think I originally heard about it from my mom or The Secret or Oprah or a combination of all three. So I'll tell you, it's a practice that works, and it really amps up your appreciation and joy in the everyday, in the mundane, in the regular. It helps you find those little spots of joy that are hidden, you know, in the back of the closet and underneath all the old winter clothes, right? So it is a beautiful practice. In closing, I hope that you will stop and get the book 365 Days of Happiness by Jacqueline Purtle. I know it will be a gift for everyone who receives a gift from me on my list. And if you guys need some more ideas on how to sprinkle some more happy in your life, then I certainly suggest jumping into the Wellness Tribe and let's talk about it. Be well.